run it up, they busy running their mouth. I'm a real ass, rich ass bitch from the south. Welcome, guys, to Vibe.com. This is Women in Hip Hop 2020 Recap. I'm your host, Jazzy Bell, and we are joined by one of the hottest chicks in the game, the queen of the South, the one and only Lotto.
The one, not the two.
Big Lotto.
Big Lotto.
Yes.
Hey,
listen, this has been an amazing, amazing year for you, and I just want to quickly recap it all down with you. How you feel about that?
Yeah. Let's get it.
All right, let's get into it. First thing first, I said initially, you know, with the intro, you're the queen of the South, but I have to give you the crown for being the queen of quarantine as well, because it has been a hell of a year for you. Talk to me about how starting off this year, you signing with RCA, and then weeks later, boom, here come the pandemic. Talk to me how...
Literally, like, I had signed in December of last year, like, on the low. We didn't, and, like, didn't speak on it or nothing. And we was waiting, like, to, like, build out a real elaborate plan and just, like, go crazy with the marketing behind the whole signing. Like, we had this really big announcement and all this stuff. So, whatever. Anyway, so, boom. December, January, February, March, we used all three of the months to build this plan, announce it at the end of March, then, boom, the literally next month, fucking COVID, quarantine, all that shit. So it was like, I was in the beginning, like, I was so depressed. I was like, oh my gosh, this is ruining everything, da da da. But then I don't know, that was like the pessimistic side of me. Mm-hmm. Then I was like, oh, you know what? We're gonna get on the call. So we get on the call and they're like, you know, we're still gonna make it happen. Like, we just gotta get creative, whatever. And my team just made me feel way better about it. But in the beginning, girl, I was like, it's always everything fucked up.
For a lot of us, we felt that way. So speaking of creative and getting creative with your team, talk about the creative process of the album. Was the album already done when you signed the deal?
Or what? No. So right before I signed the deal, I dropped my last independent project in like early December. Then at the end of December, I signed with RCA. So that was my last like independent stuff. Then we just immediately went to work and started recording for my debut project with RCA. And a lot of that was hard too, because like, so when I was recording in LA, for instance, some of my A&Rs was like, they didn't want to be in the room. They was like super scared of COVID, whatever. So they was like in different rooms, and like we was talking through Zoom, getting everybody's opinion on records and stuff like that. Then certain studios, we couldn't do the features that I had on the album in the same room, because it was like a limit on how many people could be in the room, or like shooting videos was hard. Like even when we shot Muop, the police came and stuff, but everybody had their mask on and we was in the right amount of people, so it was okay. But like, it was just like a lot of little obstacles, but shout out to my team, because they did what they said they was gonna do.
Ooh, y'all made it work. I feel like y'all made it look so easy and fabulous.
No, for real. It's so crazy. That's why I love when people ask about that, because they, like, it looked like this year was, like, so planned out and stuff, and it was not. Like, it was not. They really made it look easy.
Even with the features. So I guess it was one of those situations where you had to send a beat, and then they send their verse back because you couldn't.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Speaking of one of the hit records, we got to talk about Bitch from the South.
Period.
We already know that came out, you know, initially last year at the top of the year. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of 2019, December, was the remix. But this year, 2020, officially the first solo female rapper in Atlanta.
Yes.
So go, sis.
Yes, man.
It makes only all the sense in the world to have you as the 2020 top recap girl. So that's amazing. So talk to me about that single, what it was like going gold female in Atlanta.
Man, at first I was like, I was surprised, because I'm like, Atlanta being the forefront for trap hip hop music for so long. So I'm like, nah, ain't no way. When they told me that, I'm like, nah, ain't no way. So I make them like, I'm like, nah. So we pulling up shit, like we researching right there on spot. And I'm like, damn, really? And I really am. But it feel good to be that person. But it's sad it ain't been that before. Like, but whatever. Now, new page, new chapter. It's 2020 year of the female, baby.
The female. Speaking of the female, I have to ask you this because it's funny because this just happened in the last couple of days. B-Dot from Rap Radar came out with a list of the MVP list of the top 10 best rappers of 2020. And it was a bunch of men on the list. It was no, so he's been getting a lot of backlash. It was like, is this the
male? Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's like, is this a male valuable player, like MVP?
It
like,
wasn't one female?
Not one.
One female. Oh, wow. I mean, but shoot, like, when people, are, when they ask me, like, you know, being a female rapper, like, is it hard? I'm like, it's being a female anything. We always just got to go harder, like. It's not just female rappers, female anything. Like my mama, she do accounting and like her male coworkers is like, she tell me about her stories and in her work field. Like it's always a freaking challenge being a woman.
Yeah. And he's a good friend of mine. And even I'm like, you ain't got one sis on there? Like we got to talk. So talk to me about just being a woman in hip hop and seeing and hearing about a list like that where it's top 10 and there's no females being mentioned. I know that women have it harder in every field. Just talk to me about some of the big obstacles like that that you had to overcome just being a female in this game.
Every day I deal with that shit. Like, I'll be doing a feature for somebody, then they try to slide. Or I done did a feature, like not an artist, but a producer, like rapped on the producer beat. And then they try to slide now, and I'm like stiff arming them. So now they don't want to beat, and now they doing all this, like you know what I'm saying. So I got so many stories. Like when it comes to like being a female in it, like I got stories for days. Like I really could do a little documentary or something for real.
Yeah,
I exposing a lot of their ass.
Okay, listen, I'm ready for it. I'm here to watch it. One of the other things that came out 2020 that we loved was the XXL cover with you and Chica and a bunch of men as well. And even with that cover, you see how the men dominated. And what I always see when it comes to female in rap and even with the XXL cover, I always say the ladies 20 years from now, they'll be the ones that still, you know, have a career, that's still making noise.
Yep.
Still killing it in the game.
Yep. No, for real. Especially me and Chica. Hell yeah.
Super talented sis. Now, how did it feel getting a call about that cover? What was the process like even shooting that during a pandemic?
That's another pandemic story. So when they first told me that I had it, we was like fresh into quarantine. I think it was like actually in April when they told me that I got it on Zoom. And I was like, first of all, I was super excited. Like I've been wanting to do XXL for a long. I think I cried for that. I cried when they told me that. Like I was so excited. I've been waiting to be a freshman. But they was like, yeah, you got it. But we don't know when we're gonna do the cypher, if we're gonna do the cypher, when we're gonna do the photo shoot cover, if we're gonna do the photo shoot cover. Like they like basically you got it, but we don't know how that's gonna go. So I'm like, what? Like the year I finally get it. So it was like bittersweet.
Right. So how did you guys do it? I mean, you guys were eventually in the same room shooting it?
Yes.
Okay.
So they had split it up across three different days. Mm-hmm. And then we just had to have our masks and they had like the little COVID testing station when you walked in. And I think that was like all the, and then we couldn't bring a lot of people like with our entourage. Yeah.
Now you see why I'm calling you the queen of quarantine. Killing it.
I'm telling you.
Killing it. Well, also what I love as it pertains to the women in hip hop is the camaraderie you all have with each other. I feel like especially you, the women are really riding with you, Mulatto. It's like they are fans of your music and your personality, whether it be Cardi B asking you to be part of the WAP video, Megan Thee Stallion as well, Nicki Minaj reposting you, Saweetie, Trina, you're killing it. What is the secret sauce behind Mulatto? Like, why is everybody feeling sis?
I don't know, look, I be saying that all the time. I be like, look, my manager be like, do you know who the fuck you are? I swear to God, he say that all the time. Cause I be like he'll tell me something like, it's on three-way, they wanna talk to you. And I'm like, they want to talk to me. Or like, da-da-da, I want to do a song with you. They said it's an email, check your email. I'm like, wait, huh? He always said it to me. You know who the fuck you are? I don't know. I think it's just because, like, I'm just me. Like, you don't got no choice but to feel me. Like, I'm just me. They know it. It's not no industry plan, like, big platform turned rapper. Like, my dreams was always from the jump to be a rapper way before it was, like, a thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? As 8 years old, I wanted to be a rapper. Like, I think people just feel the authenticity, and that's why they fuck with me.
Look at that. Yes, yes, yes. Well, speaking of being a kid and being young, I feel like you've done a great job from evolving from the whole kid imagery, starting off with the rap game.
Thank you.
AD, tell me what that was like for you, because I feel like you overcome so much. And it's like, we looked up.
Yeah.
It was like, Big Lotto.
She Period. It wasn't really like, it was hard, and it's still hard, because like, everybody don't feel that way. I still get comments, like, people be like, oh, the rap game girl, or they be like, I can't listen to her because I can't picture her doing this when I seen her doing this. So it's been hard, but I will say this, because the rap game is not like that kiddie, it's not Disney Channel. So I think that made it a little easier. And then just the fact that I just am letting it, I'm growing up as a woman, and I just let it just transfer into music and stuff. It's not like, okay, at this point, I'm going to start cussing. At this point, I'm going to start rapping about sex. At this point, it's just me, like, my team let me have that creative control to where, like, I literally just grew up. Nobody told me to start doing this or start doing this. I just grew up.
Yes, yes, right before our eyes, killing it. And speaking of the rap game, right. You spoke very openly about past dealings with JD and that whole situation. Mm-hmm. In 2020, yeah. You being the first female from the A, his hometown, to go gold.
Yeah, yeah.
Did he call it, congratulate you? Where are you two at?
Hell no. Nah, he didn't congratulate me or, you know, none of that. But I don't know. I think I wouldn't say it's bad blood, like, as far as, like, answering the part, like, where are we at in 2020? It's not bad blood. I think, actually, like, in old interviews and stuff, I was kind of, like, a little disrespectful, just, like, in how I talked about it, you know what I'm saying? But people got to understand, I'm only 21, so in the interviews that they were referring to and stuff like that, I'm, like, 16. So I'm super in my feelings when, you know, people do dirty stuff, but now I know that's just the industry and how it go, and I wouldn't be as, like, vulgar in any interviews about him. Like, I was just young and immature and just ranting and just in my feelings about certain stuff that went wrong.
I respect that. Look at that. That's what I call growth and evolution, sis.
You know.
I love that. We're going to leave it as that. But I will ask you, though, if you wanted to clear up some misconception with that, because I know I've seen an interview with him where he mentioned about you actually being signed to him. Because
Yeah, I don't know what that was about now.
Okay.
No, I wasn't. I'm not signed to him. And if anything, I was in, like, a situation with the TV show. Mm-hmm. To where, like, I couldn't do any TV shows and stuff like that, but not to him directly. I seen that he said I was signed. Oops. He said that I was signed already. That's why I didn't sign him. That's not true.
Okay, that's not true. Clear that up. And another misconception I feel like everybody should have, is there one, you know, speaking of misconceptions, is there one misconception that you would like to clear up about Ms. Lotto, Mulatto, that's not true?
There's so many misconceptions about me, but, like, any new artist, like, when it's your, like, bubbling, buzzing time, they mm-hmm. just pull everything out the bag. They be saying I'm cocky. I'm furthest thing from cocky. Literally, my manager be telling me, he be like, you need to act like you is who you is. Like, I say, oh, they be saying I'm a colorist. I'm the furthest fucking thing from a damn colorist. Child. Mm-hmm. They be on my case. But good thing I've been doing this for a long time. Like, I done been on a whole TV show. Like, they been tearing my ass up. I'm used to it. Like, Like, it's literally, I'm still getting used to it. Let me not say that, because I be clapping back sometimes still. But I don't get too invested in rumors and stuff. So I'll say, yeah, them probably like the biggest two rumors right now, at least. It's going to be something new tomorrow, next day.
And you could denounce those rumors when they come, or any misconceptions.
Right, period.
That's what we're gonna do. So to wrap this up, I have to ask, I know it's a generic question, but is Women in Hip Hop, recapping mm-hmm. your life of being a fan of this culture, who would you say is Mulatto's, Big Lotto's top five female rap artists ever?
Female ever.
Yeah.
Ooh, we. I'm just gonna say my favorite. I don't like when people do the whole best rapper conversations, arguments. I don't do that. My favorite top five. Nicki Minaj is one. Well, let me not even do it in order. I'm not doing it in order.
Okay.
Nicki, I'm saying,
you know,
Nicki,
they're gonna get you in that order, so
yeah, because then exactly. Exactly. So I don't even got time for that. That's that. Look, that's the internet shit. That's the internet shit I was just talking about.
I got your back.
My top five, no order, is females, is Nicki, Kim. You know, I talk heavy like Kim. Nicki, Kim, Trina. I talk heavy like Trina. Nicki, Kim, Trina. My daddy loves TLC, so I was obsessed with Left Eye.
Nice.
So I say Nicki, Kim, Trina, Left Eye. Last one, my daddy loved DMX, so I always heard E.
Nice. Yeah. That's a good one. Our top five were kind of matching up a little bit. I got three in your five.
Okay,
so
okay.
With this album, Queen of the South, what is your favorite record on the album? That speaks to
my favorite. Oh, that's a good one. Well, now, because I just dropped the extended version, I be listening to those songs more. So, dang. But I'm trying to think like my favorite overall. Well, my favorite right now, because it just changed all the time. My favorite right now is Spend It. It's on, it's on the extended version, though, not the original. Period.
That's mine. Period. Yes. If we talk about the original, I gotta go with On God for me. On God.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And now that we got the extended version, it's Spend It for me as well.
Yeah. Okay. Period. Oh, we about to drop the music video for Spend It too.
Dropping the music video for Spend It.
Yes. You heard it here first.
All right, yeah. Love that. Vibe.com got the exclusive. We love that. And just to talk about more of just with the women in hip hop and the camaraderie and people kind of like doing a pinning against each other, but also in the same breath, we say we want to be treated as equal. This is a sport. It's all entertainment. I don't know if you heard the Cupcake record called How to Rob, where she
was
a plethora of rappers.
Yeah.
And you were mentioned. And you know, it's a play on How to Rob.
Oh, that's Mulatto. Well, we hit the lotto. I'm about to knock some meat up out of taco.
A lot of people are like, you know, I wonder, are the artists taking it personally or is it entertainment? So for how do you feel about
that? I love that shit. First of all, Cupcake can rap her ass off. I've been told her that on the internet, like she had showed me love. I don't remember when or like on what platform, but I remember her like saying she fuck with me type shit on the internet, and I was like, girl, I fuck with you. Like, blah, blah. So when they told me that they, I seen it on the internet and stuff. Like the fans told me that she had named out my name in her song, and they was like, you need to get her. I'm like, what? So I go listen to the song. I'm like, oh shit, this shit hard. They tripping. I don't get in my feelings about stuff like that. That's hard. First of all, she can rap. And then, like you said, it's a sport. It's competition. Hip-hop, they be forgetting hip-hop is originally a sport. Like, it started with battles. Like, this shit is a sport. Hell yeah, that shit hard.
Well, thank you for clearing that up, and I totally agree with you, but, you know, of course, some people feel differently, and that's
their business. Yeah, that's their business. Look, that's their business.
So you love it. Well, listen, thank you so much. I just want to say happy holidays, happy birthday in advance. Your birthday is coming
up. Thank
you. It looks like you already been celebrating, so.
Girl, have I? It started early.
Looking amazing. I mean, since we're on that, how are you celebrating when the 22nd come? And are you single? Do you have someone you booed up with on your birthday? I mean, I'm sure the boys want to know.
Okay, so I'm single, first of all. You know, I'm single. Let's make that clear. And I got a little booze, so whatever. I got some booze. But On my actual birthday, I'm gonna be in Puerto Rico on a beach, drunk as fuck.
With your Don Julio. I saw an interview.
Where my Don Julio? Yes.
Well, any things you wanted as far as telling your fans what to expect in 2021? What do you want them?
2021, oh my gosh. Okay, 2021 is just going to be bigger and better. Like, I feel like this year was just the beginning. Like, everybody telling me I had a crazy year and stuff. I'm like, oh, well, y'all just better put on y'all seatbelt because this is going to go up 2021. Like, that's why I ended 2020 with the extended version, the song with Lil Baby, everything. I'm like, oh, boom. And 2020 with a bang, so they know 2021, she's here. She's coming. She's here to stay, period.